This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
Recent shootings, such as the attack on a Colorado movie theater that left 12 people dead and dozens more wounded, are putting a spotlight on gun background checks. As Brenna Angel reports, Kentucky is submitting more information to a federal background check database, but challenges remain.
Antique and Modern Firearms in Lexington has a little bit of everything in its inventory, as its name suggests, ranging from 150-year-old pistols to brand new weapons.
Collectibles from World War I and II, Korea. And then we have higher-grade shotguns.
Steve Four is one of the employees at Antique and Modern and a concealed carry permit instructor. When a customer is ready to make a purchase, the process is fairly simple and quick.
Less than 10 minutes, typically.
Four makes a phone call to a federal database called the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, or NICS. Jill Montgomery is the acting unit chief of NICS for the FBI.
The value of the NICS index is that a valid hit is an immediate deny, which allows us to issue that immediate determination to the federal firearms licensee.
Things that prohibit a person from buying a gun include a felony indictment, dishonorable discharge from the military, a domestic violence conviction, drug abuse, and being committed to a mental institution. Federally licensed gun dealers are required to run a background check through NICS. Private sellers are not. Gun safety advocates say the mass shooting at Aurora, Colorado, the 2011 Tucson shooting, and the Virginia Tech massacre highlight the importance of gun background checks. But across the country, many state records, especially those related to mental health and drug abuse, are not being sent to the database of automatic gun purchase disqualifiers. A report from the Government Accountability Office issued this summer found that states face technological, legal, and funding challenges in sharing the information.
Our job is to ensure that every crime that's committed, and we do our due diligence when a person is convicted, it goes into that federal database.
Sergeant Rick St. Blankard is a spokesman for Kentucky State Police, the agency that sends criminal records to the FBI. Last year, the General Assembly passed a law mandating that records of people who have been, quote, adjudicated mentally defective be sent to the NICS index. And St. Blankard says so far, 2,900 mental health records from Kentucky have been sent to the FBI.
So if they are put into a facility involuntarily, we have that.
What Kentucky doesn't yet have is an automatic reporting system to NICS for cases involving drug convictions and addiction. The FBI's Jill Montgomery says the ultimate goal is to have as many relevant records in the system as possible.
That's generally what we work with on our outreach, is try to make complete, accurate records available to us so we can make a decision as efficiently as we can.
Kentucky actually leads the nation in the number of background checks requested through the NICS database, more than 2 million a year. Sergeant St. Blankard says that's because state police run a monthly background check on all Kentuckians with a concealed carry permit, regardless of whether they go to a store to buy a gun.
We're the only state that does that, and you know, we all know that behaviors change, people change, and obviously we get a chance to address that proactively.
Gun enthusiast Steve Four believes the background check system works well. When he hears news stories about James Holmes, the suspected movie theater shooter, Four says questions beyond gun control policies come to mind.
Where were his parents? He didn't wake up one morning and suddenly decide he was Batman. Where was the school administrators? What happened? Where was the breakdown?
But critics of current gun control legislation say the NICS database is still not as robust as it needs to be. A group called Mayors Against Illegal Guns also says that background checks should be required of all firearm transactions, including purchases at gun shows and those involving a private seller. Brenna Angel, WUKY News.